to find a way to bring ourselves together. We need to overcome the fear of climbing higher. We need to find a way to bring ourselves together. We need to overcome the fear.
Wait, are we talking?
We are talking. Okay. Wait.
I can't hear.
We are talking. You can't hear?
Oh,
you can hear?
I can hear.
Hey.
Hey, I have to make it so loud to hear.
You can hear, though?
It's so loud right now.
Maybe there's a little mic issue in this, too.
Okay.
You can hear, though?
I can hear. Is the music too loud?
Well, it seems regular.
Okay. Then it's just my sensitive hearing.
Here, wait, ready?
There we go.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Hi.
Hi. This is Bella
and Emma
on
Rot. Rest only time.
Rest only time. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The song that's playing right now is Goodnight by the Beatles. But this is not a Beatles show.
This is not a Beatles show.
No issue with the Beatles. So today we have a theme.
We have a theme.
Do you want to introduce it because you came up with it, Emma?
It's spooky.
Spooky. And we kind of took different interpretations with this. Wait, I feel like now you're going back to my interpretation.
Yeah, that was my initial interpretation. That was the only song that came to my mind right off the bat.
So, okay, well, you're going to hear the songs as we play them. We're going to...
Wait, I'm adding a fun one. You're not ready.
Okay. Well, they're going to hear it. People are going to hear it. And then we'll be ready. Then we'll have to be ready. So the theme's spooky. And you can see how we interpret it. How about we just say that? I'm not going to try to explain it.
It's just, I think it's kind of self-explanatory.
Yeah. So this first song is this song that I have been listening to all week on repeat because welcome back, Joni Mitchell, Neil Young.
Welcome back.
What's that? It's like died something something born 2024. Welcome back.
What is that? You know what that is.
The
Come
meme.
On. Don't pretend like you don't know.
So this first song is a Joni Mitchell song, Harry's House / Centerpiece. So, so good. And I think it's pretty spooky. So we'll play the Good Night out and then we'll go into that.
I have to say, I know you just introduced it as a Joni Mitchell song, but like, you sang Harry's House, I was like, Harry Styles? I got really confused.
Oh, yes.
I got really confused.
I also
confused.
Just
is
got
that,
confused.
Is that inspired by...
I don't know. We can do some research and let the people know.
Awesome.
But yeah.
Awesome.
Enjoy. Stay spooky.
Enjoy.
Into town. Yellow schools of taxi fishes, Jonah and a ticking whale, caught up at the lights in the fishnet windows of Bloomingdale's. Watching those high fashion girls, skinny black models with raving curls and beauty parlor blondes with credit card eyes, looking for the chic and the fancy to buy.
opens up his suitcase in the Continental Suite, and people 30 stories down look like colored currants in the street. A helicopter lands on the Pan Am roof like a dragonfly on a tomb. In the conference rooms, battalions of paper-minded males talking commodities and sales, while at home their paper wives and their paper kids paper the walls to keep their gut reactions hid. Checkers for the kitchen, climbing ivy for the bed. She is lost in house and gardens. He's caught up in chief of staff. He drifts off into the memory of the way she looked in school with a bar. Public swimming pool. Take home pay.
put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. You better stop the things you do. I ain't lying. No, I ain't lying. You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, Daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You're mine. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
We were just trying something new. We're playing this song underneath it. This song that's playing right now, Rock and Roll Nightclub by Mac DeMarco. I love this album. Fun fact, right now in this song and in the first half of the album, of his first album, he's doing an Elvis impression.
That makes sense.
If you can hear it, everyone, listen.
This is where I stand.
So, thinking of you, Austin Butler, thinking of you, Jacob Elordi.
And for context, if I'm a little silent or out of focus, I'm looking at the IKEA storage sale.
Because Emma and I are living together.
And because I like IKEA storage.
Oh. But we were just talking about our future.
yeah. But also I like storage.
And I do too. The song before that was Please Don't Follow Me by James Murphy from the Greenberg soundtrack.
You got it.
Which is apparently a weird movie.
It's not my favorite, but a great, great soundtrack. I play a lot of the songs from there on here.
Before that was Roman Candle by Elliott Smith, which is a very spooky vibe. Very great song. Before that was You Say It.
Wow.
Dang it.
I Put a Spell on You by Nina Simone.
Emma's really upset right now. Do you have anything else to say?
It's awesome. She's awesome. You're awesome, I guess.
Oh, thanks. We'll play this song out, play some more songs, come back for our PSA/prop.
Prop time.
So we'll see you soon.
Prop time.
Prop time. Bye. sinking like stones, all that we fall for. Homes, places we've grown, all of us are done for.
Do you like shoegaze?
Oh, this is
more than the average person. Finally, we've got some good news for you. Apple Jam Productions is a student-run club devoted to booking live concerts, visual art publications, and other performances. They work with both local and national artists who are overlooked by the larger booking agencies on campus. Apple Jam also collects student art and poetry submissions for a yearly zine. I always say zine.
It's
zine.
But sometimes I think about it too much, and I think I say the wrong one.
Yeah.
Like, I could actually, now I'm forgetting
which one. No, it's just because I overthink it, and then I say zine, because it looks like line.
That's like, okay, continue. Is it, okay.
You can follow them on Instagram at Apple Jam Productions to learn more and find out about upcoming shows. This has been a public service message from Apple Jam Productions and WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yay.
So, Bella, what's shoegaze?
Emma asked me this question before we went on air, and I got really nervous because, as many of you know, or many of you may know, there's this joke.
What's happening right now with the audio?
You can't hear?
It's like crackling.
Oh.
I don't know if that's
maybe it's the connection. It sounds okay on my
end. Okay. Is then it? That's fine.
Okay. Do you want to get another headphone set?
No, it's okay.
So, there's this joke where it's like, oh, like, what's shoegaze? And it's like, oh, like they call it shoegaze because, like, they're staring at their shoes because they're, like, staring at the guitar pedals. Like, on the ground.
The people performing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shoegaze. It's like, I actually don't have a good definition.
So it's just
for
like
it. Like, yeah. But, like, they're looking at the guitar pedals because there's, like, a lot of effects. And
I'm
going, like,
to see if Spotify is a shoegaze mix.
They 100%
but
do. I think
Spotify's never shoegaze classics.
It's like My Bloody Valentine,
yeah.
I feel like, would be. Is that, like, the first one?
No. It's Slow Dive, Beach House.
Yeah.
Always.
Yes. Or, I don't know.
The Radio Department, the Smashing Pumpkins, My Bloody Valentine.
I would say, like, Slow Dive is, like a pretty... But I don't know. I'm not a shoegaze expert by any means. I just know, like, that joke online.
So I do listen to shoegaze.
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe you should join Apple Jam.
So maybe I should join Apple. I'm actually in the group me.
I'm in the group me as well.
Oh, my mom said no crackling here. Thank you, Mom. I'm glad there's no crackling.
So those last few songs, that was Dope Panic by Coldplay. You put that on. That's a good song. Don't panic.
Don't that I was like Dope Panic.
I overlook Coldplay often.
I'm a little embarrassed to say it, but I'm gonna say it anyway, and I'm working on embracing it. I love Coldplay.
That's awesome.
Why does it get so much hate?
I think it's some of their music is a little like
Imagine Dragons-y, yeah. You know? Yeah.
It is, but it's, like, in a way that, like, doesn't make me cringe when I listen to it.
I feel like this record, Parachutes, is great.
Yeah, yeah.
They have Yellow.
Their more recent music, I can't get behind.
I haven't listened to anything
I'll other hear it, like, on the radio.
Really, and their Imagine Dragons stuff, like, on the radio.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But Parachutes?
Good, good. Before that was Nightmares by the Sea by Jeff Buckley. When Emma was like, wait, who sings this? And I was like, Jeff Buckley.
Because I'm famously anti-Jeff Buckley.
Which, okay, like, as someone that has been described as a contrarian, like, I understand not liking Jeff Buckley. Like, you've turned her over.
Yeah.
Over. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
But that song is really good, and I, like, found out about it recently. And then before that was Weird the Sleepyheads by Belle and Sebastian. And I had the same reaction where I was like, oh my god, the song is so good. Because I just didn't really realize how good it was until right now. Yeah. So now it's time for our prop. And this prop is not like really a surprise. This is just like something I found in my backpack that Emma's going to understand the weight that it carries.
I'm nervous.
Okay, good. Close your eyes. Open.
I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. I have mine in my phone.
So, to the listeners.
I'm going to cry.
It's, so, when, me and Emma's origin story is when we became best friends in
Taloris?
In Taloir, in France, when we did a little summer study abroad thing. And we had, like, our last kind of event of the program was a final fete.
Wednesday, June 28th, 2023.
That's crazy.
6:30 p.m., the Priory. The day before Veronica's birthday.
Oh, my goodness. And then we went to the little store.
Yeah.
Yeah. I carry this around literally everywhere. It used to live in my phone, but for some reason I had to take it out. So now it lives in my backpack. But
it lives on.
It lives
we
on.
Should get that tattooed on our bodies forever.
Oh, I don't know about that.
The other women get matching tattoos of the final fight ticket.
Of the Priory.
It's like how Olympians get the rings. That was our Olympics.
It was in a
that
way.
Was my peak.
Okay. I don't think we should say. Okay. Like, maybe it was your peak, but I think there's better things coming.
Hey, Nelson and Gabriella, if you're listening, we love you. We miss you. Every day.
Okay, time for another song. This next song is called Time Escaping by Big Thief.
Big thief. Enjoy.
we hate to interrupt your listening pleasure, but this song is really important to the both of us.
And we can't
go without speaking on it. This is The Game Is On. AK from
Sherlock.
Sherlock. Okay. There's two more minutes of it, which I don't think either of us anticipated.
But I just want to know what happens. Like, I feel like we don't give enough... We don't acknowledge the people who make this music enough.
Yeah, because it's really impactful.
And we only get a short snippet of it in the show.
Should we talk about the previous songs while we're here?
Yeah.
Before that was Knives Out by Radiohead.
A great song.
A great song. Before that was My Favorite Game by the Cardigans, which we were just talking about, was On the Crown in the most recent season, where Prince William goes to...
Boarding school.
Is it boarding school or university?
Oh, it's university.
Is it King?
It's Edinburgh.
Where'd he go? I don't know.
Or no, it's St. Andrews.
He meets Kate. And it's that song.
And it's the song. It's like mischievous and young and scandalous and crazy, and you just want to dance.
Do you just want
to
dance?
I need there to be a club. Can someone out there who's listening start a club for me where they just
for
play
us.
For us?
Just there.
For me. Where they play like the Cardigans and other indie girl music. That could be the name of the club.
Indie girl music?
The Cardigans and other indie girl music. And I'm just going to play it, like, dance scandalously on tabletops to The Cardigans, My Favorite Game, and feel awesome.
It was really good.
Yeah.
There's 38 seconds of this song left.
It's really
intense.
And I
kind of want to see it through. Because then we're going to chat for good morning. Oh, spoiler.
Is that going to fill up the time enough? Or are we going to end a few minutes early?
We might end a few minutes early. That's disgusting. Maybe we'll do one more song.
This is really intense. Someone needs to shriek at the end.
You know what we're going to do? Actually, so we can fill up the time. We're going to go back. Enjoy.
Is this spooky enough for you, listeners? I think yes. I think yes.
Scaring you now. Disturbia.
I feel like the show today really summed up like your journey through sleep. You know, like it was like you get lulled into sleep. We said goodnight, lulled into sleep. Then the end was like party mystery,
and it's like you wake up.
You don't know what's happening.
You wake up, you're kind of groggy, but then it's like, oh my god, like the day is here, and I'm
and you're like, and I'm ready, and it's like you had the best night's sleep of your life because you were having a dream, and it was a party. It's a party.
Yeah, the cardigans was your the party in your dream.
Like I was like, oh, I was in the Crown in my dream, and then I was in Sherlock all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Somehow I ended up in Sherlock.
Somehow. So shall we cue ourselves up?
Yeah.
So this is Bella.
And this is Emma.
And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO and Fertub's Freeform Radio. Stay restful.
Good morning.
GM.
Everyone you see is full of life. It's time for tea and meet the wife. Somebody needs to know the time. Glad that I'm here. Watching the skirt just